There's two new restaurants to try in Disney Springs as Eat and Summer House on the Lake open their doors. Moonlight Magic dates are announced and starting soon. There's big news about our beloved shampoos and lotions. And this week, we share our experience at Haleo by Jose Andres. It's episode 171 of the Mickey File Podcast.
And we're back. It's another episode of the Mickey File Podcast. I'm Scott, and with me here is my lovely wife, Karen.
Hello, everybody.
2 weeks from yesterday.
Yes.
Till Christmas.
I know.
Happy. So we're recording. It is the sixth day of Hanukkah.
Yes.
So this will come out on the last day of Hanukkah.
Yes.
That and I'll do my best. Brukatah Adonai, everybody.
Good job, baby. I'm very proud of you for L'chaim. That. We've been together 26 years.
And I know one line of the poem.
Of the prayer?
Yeah. Yeah, that.
So speaking of that, it turned on the menorah with my mother tonight. It's the first time we have said the prayer together in probably at least 30 years.
I don't want to be like sacrilegious, but it just hit me about how weak the Hanukkah story would be if they'd had electricity back then. Ooh, the electricity lasted for 8 days. I am going to hell. When you said you turned them on, I'm like, oh my God, it's not even candles.
Well, okay, but it's a really cool menorah thing she had.
I know. It's been a long 2 days.
I know. And she can't have actual candles there anyways.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
So happy Hanukkah to our friends that celebrate Hanukkah.
Yes. Been a good Hanukkah.
I think so. I don't know. I wasn't even real sure what day we were on because I haven't been home to light the candles, so I haven't seen it.
I know. I think there's only one night I haven't lit the candles because we weren't here.
Yeah, I guess like the first night we weren't here.
No, second night.
Or the second night?
Yeah.
Okay. We were in Ybor.
True.
Yeah. Hey, we met Dave Bautista.
We did. That was amazing.
Drax.
Talk about the coolest guy.
Super nice, right? Like,
so nice.
Like, it was not like a Comic-Con, like, give me what you got, sign it, okay, next.
Right.
Like, he, like, actually had a conversation with everybody coming through that line.
I know, it was so cool.
Recorded a little clip for us.
Uh-huh. Took some pictures. I got a hug from him. By the way, it was a really good hug.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, and he is not at all as tall as I thought he was going to be.
No, but still a big dude.
Oh, he's still a big dude, but way super cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Super nice guy. And by the way, super good bourbon.
Yes. And we ended up going back buying more after his suggestions.
Here. Never done this before, but I'm shooting for a sponsorship. So try Devil's River Bourbon. It comes in a small batch. Let's see, barrel strength.
Right.
There's an agave, which is so smooth. Uh-huh. Even Amanda Lamb would like it.
And a cinnamon.
Yeah, and a coffee.
Oh, the coffee, yes.
Coffee-flavored bourbon. They're all really good.
Right. So. And then he gave suggestions as far as mixtures.
Yeah, like cinnamon one with ginger beer.
Yep, which we end up going and buying that and ginger beer.
Some ginger beer.
And then the coffee with Bailey's, which we already have. The Bailey's. We'd already. Then we had to go buy the coffee one.
The coffee one tasted like the Patron that I guess they don't make anymore.
That is correct. They don't make anymore, which we still have some of that.
Yeah, I know. But probably better.
Yeah. So it was very good.
Yeah. So, you know, hey, Dave, you're here in town.
Yep.
Hit us up.
Hit us up.
We'll sponsor. We'll do ads for you.
Exactly. I think we just did one.
It's a product I believe in.
Yes.
No, it was super cool meeting him. And like I said, he did a little video for us. I might throw it in here somewhere, like right here.
So while you guys are here, I got a question to ask you. Yeah. You know where I can find some cake toast?
Yeah, it was super cool. Like, he didn't have to do that.
No.
He's a big old actor. He could have been like, no, I don't do like home videos for people.
But exactly.
Nope, he was super cool about it.
Uh-huh.
So it was a fun night.
It was a fun night.
And if you're ever in Tampa, swing by Gas Bars. The one in Temple Terrace. Gaspo's Patio Bar and Grill, not the one in Ybor City.
Right.
Different owner.
Ours is the original.
Yeah. Two more pressing issues.
Yes.
So I guess we have news. Oh, we have a trip coming up.
We do.
Like
Friday.
Yeah, like Friday.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I can't believe the wait list came through on Friday, for Friday. That's how we end up going over on Friday, because originally we were going over on Saturday.
Yeah. I mean, it was Saratoga, so somebody got beach club or something, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Somebody was walking a reservation and...
You're probably right.
We lucked out.
Yeah. So we're headed over Friday.
Yeah.
Then we're doing... Saturday, we're doing... Got
Jollywood Nights.
Uh-huh, on Saturday.
And we're doing the Fantasmic thing.
Fantasmic Dining, I believe so.
Probably, if we don't cancel it. But probably, we're doing that on Saturday night, too.
Correct. Saturday late afternoon to go into that, yeah.
Got a Mickey's Very Merry.
On Sunday.
So it's going to be fun.
It is.
We, overbooked this weekend because... When we did it all, Monday we were leaving for a cruise for 4 days.
Right.
Which has ended up not happening. Only because we moved it back a month.
Right.
And turned it into a week and save money.
Yes.
Life hack.
Yeah.
So we got a busy weekend.
We do.
So I'm sure we'll see some people.
Yes, I'm sure we will.
Okay, well, that's just, everybody's up to speed now. That's what we've had going on. Hanukkah, bars, and getting ready for a trip.
There we go. Boom.
That's the week in a nutshell.
Yep.
Updated our iPhones, in case anybody's curious.
I know.
Had to buy all new cables because we didn't have any charging cables that aren't lightning.
Well... Right. We had some, but not enough to go in the cars and everything.
No, right.
Right.
There's another life hack. Be prepared if you buy a new iPhone. Your case won't fit. Your cords won't work.
Right. Because they changed from Lightning to USB-C.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a European Union thing. They demanded that everybody use the same charging.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, for whatever reason, Well, I know why, because USB-C is used for a lot more than just charging phones.
Yes.
So that's why Apple had to change them.
But I'm okay with that.
I'm fine with it now.
Yeah.
I do have 85 lightning cords, including one brand new one right here on my desk.
Oh, you still need it for your
iPad
AirPods. Yep.
So anyway, there's first world problems. I got a brand new phone and my cords don't work.
But the phones are sweet.
They are. They're pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you think it's the same software. They're going to be the same. They're not the same. They're pretty cool.
Yeah. Pretty nice.
I haven't even taken a picture yet. I can't wait for that.
My first picture was a silly picture. All of a sudden, I went, that was my first picture?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have not.
I did.
Oh, I did.
What'd you take a picture of?
This huge iguana. that was blocking my tractor on the sidewalk yesterday. See?
Nice.
He's like 4 feet long, but he's probably like 6 months old. He's like, that's actually little.
Yeah. This is riveting, but, by the way.
Yeah.
Riveting.
Good radio.
Yeah.
So I have taken 2 pictures of an iguana on the sidewalk.
Was it the live picture or just a regular picture?
Just a regular picture. Okay. I don't think it was live.
Okay.
I didn't see it move when I just looked at it. So.
Okay. It was more curious than anything.
Yeah. Okay. Well, enough of that. What do you got for news?
All right. So Disney buys the formula for H2O Plus products and will continue supplying them to Disney resorts and cruise ships.
So first of all, like, didn't they announce like eons ago that they were getting rid of them? But they like never disappeared.
Right. Well, they said that's going to, they're stopping.
Yeah, no, like when we run out, but.
Right.
Apparently there was a boatload.
Well, yeah. But all the stores in the actual stores, that all of them were gone, like boom.
Yeah, well, right. That's like when they announced Splash Mountain was closing.
Right. And
everybody bought all the stuff and then it was open for 3 more years.
Right.
And no merchandise.
Right.
But.
So I'm
that's like the best news we've gotten from Disney.
Yes.
In like 2 years.
Because I love those products.
Right?
I love those products. So I'm very happy.
So maybe if they're doing that, they'll get rid of the big ones in the shower that kind of gross me out.
Yeah, I know. They do kind of gross me out. And you don't have a way to like not deal with the pumpy thing in the showers.
Right.
Because so, like they're riveted in there.
Maybe they'll like go back to regular. I doubt it.
I doubt maybe. It. But it's a dream. I'm just happy that the lotion isn't going away in the body gel. That's my favorite.
Yeah, I like the shampoo.
Yeah. So, but I'm just happy about lotion. That whole thing. I'm just happy that it's.
I really don't like body wash. No. I don't feel like it comes off.
Well, on this particular one, I do. It feels clean.
I get it. I just always feel like it just doesn't come off. Anyway.
Again, first world problems.
Why I use bar soap?
All right. Walt Disney World and Disneyland have updated mobile food orders in the apps for My Disney Experience for both Disney World and Disneyland. The My Order screen now shows item photos and adds the ability to change the item quantity and make it easier to modify the items in the order.
So they basically got their quick service mobile order app to be equal to what McDonald's and Chick-fil-A had like 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Cool. It's Disney IT.
Hey, they're making progress, okay?
No, that's good. I mean, because it's kind of a pain when you want 2 Cokes.
Yeah.
You know? But I don't know. I mean, like the last thing I mobile ordered was those sippers, those Donald sippers. And I just ordered 2 of those. I didn't have to order like 2 separate ones. I just hit 2.
Well, let's say that you've ordered.
Because I originally did 4 and it was like, no.
Let's say that you had picked your order and I'm like, oh no, I want to get that too. It won't let you go back in and
change. Oh, you can do it.
Right.
I gotcha. So if you knew you wanted 2 bottles of water, you could order 2. But if you ordered 1 and then went, oh, let's get 2 of those, you had to, I got it.
You had to go all the way back through and order another one.
Okay, well, that's just silly.
Right.
So, good.
Or all of a sudden you did the order and it came with onions, for example, for me, and you want to go take the onions off, you can go back and edit
Now we're getting like way too complicated. I don't care.
But improvements.
Order like once a year.
I know. It's improvements have been made.
Yeah. Good. Good for them.
Mm-hmm. The Capture Your Moment private photo session check-in at Magic Kingdom has moved to the Liberty Square ticket office. I think it's a better spot because most of the people are doing it at the castle.
Oh, okay. You mean getting the photos?
Right.
I don't even know where else you can do it in Magic Kingdom.
Right. But actually, the check-in was really funny. Was at Sir Mickey's, but because they're doing work back there.
When was it?
Huh?
It's not where we checked in.
It showed it. It's at Sir Mickey's.
Oh.
So they must have changed it in the past year or so.
Yeah, because we did it.
At front. At yeah, Tony's. At the town.
Right, by Tony's there.
Right.
Well, that's cool. Does that mean it's not going to be an annual pass holder place anymore?
I don't know. I'll be really bummed if it's not.
I mean, to be honest with you, it's not like it takes up much space. It's literally a rolling kiosk at Animal Kingdom.
Right. Yeah. So it probably just is a section there.
There's never anyone in that annual pass.
And I like it room. Like that.
I do too. Because they like fixed our magic bands and stuff. Like,
yeah. Right away.
They did all the guest service stuff there.
Yeah.
And no one ever there.
I know. We had to wait like maybe 2 minutes for the people in front of us to finish. Yeah.
Right. So that's cool.
Yep.
Bring back the Muppets.
Exactly. Bring them back. I really miss them.
I guess they're not doing anything for Christmas because I haven't heard.
I have not heard anything either. So. Because
why are they mad at the Muppets all of a sudden?
No, because the Muppets are at Jollywood Nights.
You can have them more than one place.
I understand that, but I believe that's my rationale.
Spoiler alert, there's not just one Kermit.
What?
Well, I mean, there is, but he's like Santa.
They're never at the same place at the same time.
Blink and he teleports somewhere else. He's like Genie.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I feel like they're hating on the Muppets right now.
I know. Even though they have come out with new t-shirts and stuff for them, which is really cool.
But like in the Crocs?
I know.
I got me some Kermit Crocs. What?
I know. And you have yet to wear them.
I'm hanging out waiting for you to do something, and now I've got Kermit Crocs. What? Just saying, they're awesome. I haven't worn them yet, but they're awesome.
They are pretty cool.
Only thing that would make them better is if they were furry inside.
Actually, that would be really funny.
Right.
I think I saw that there were Winnie the Pooh ones. See if they're there this weekend. If so, I'm getting those.
I like the ones that are fuzzy inside.
I know. All right. Summer House on the Lake at Disney Springs opens Thursday, December 14th at 11 a.m. It was. You could tell it was pretty close.
All right, so this is like a chain place. I wonder if it's going to be ridiculous, like eat with a line outside the building.
I don't know.
I mean, honestly, the last time we were at Disney Springs, which was, what, 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it looked like it was ready to open.
Yeah. It definitely looked like it was ready to open.
So that's cool.
That's cool. Now there'll be another restaurant at Disney Springs.
Walls down. That's even better. And Walls actually been down like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, it's nice looking, at least from the outside. It looks nice looking.
It is. It's... I mean, if we're being honest, it looks like everything else in that area. But, I mean, there's, you know, still, that's okay, too.
Yeah. It still looks kind of open and airy-ish.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Medals have been revealed for the 2024 Run Disney Springtime Surprise Weekend, which is April 18th through the 21st. It's the Neverland 5K, the Adventure Out There 10K, the Hakuna Matata 10-miler, and Stitch Ohana Challenge.
What is the surprise?
I don't know. It's just that's what they call it.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, like, it's the same three races every year, so that's not a surprise. It's the same time every year, so that's not a surprise.
Well, this one actually started... like 2 years ago. This one was a fairly new one.
Okay, so maybe 2 years ago.
I think it was a springtime surprise. And now they just kept it going because they realized how popular it became.
Okay. I just wondered.
There you go. And we have friends who are going to be...
I don't care that much. I just wondered.
Yeah. So the medals are pretty cool looking, especially the Neverland one.
Yeah, it was cute. Mm-hmm. All right, DVC news.
Yeah.
Here it is. Is that all there is? Right. No. DVC is planning more exclusive spaces for members at Walt Disney World. Working to bring in more exclusive, like, member lounge things.
Yeah.
Around the parks. So Animal Kingdom and Hollywood would be fantastic.
That would be fantastic.
And Magic Kingdom, obviously. Yeah,
because there's really only one at...
I'll tell you where I wanted at Magic Kingdom.
Where?
I got the perfect spot picked out.
Let me hear.
Aunt Polly's at Tom Sawyer's Island.
Oh, that would be really cool.
Boom. Drop that.
That would be really cool.
There it is. It's a space that I can't remember the last time it was actually used.
Yeah.
So set us up right there. I'll sit on a rocking chair and drink free soda and play checkers all day.
It's actually a great idea.
And instead of Oreos and Cheez-Its, we can get fried chicken. I would pay for that fried chicken. If it's still good. I mean, it used to be good.
Yeah.
Again, I can't remember the last time it was open.
Right.
Disney Vacation Club Villa refurbishment schedule. In 2024, they're going to be doing Hilton Head, Boardwalk, and Vero Beach. 2025 will be Bay Lake Tower, Animal Kingdom Villas, both Kidani and Jumbo. The Copper Creek Villas, Saratoga Springs Tree Houses.
Which I'm excited about that
I'm
one.
Interested in that. Mm-hmm. And Grand California. Mm-hmm. So lots upcoming.
Yes.
Saratoga Springs, the tree houses, you know, I want it to be rustic-y because it's tree houses out in the forest.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think you could do lighter than what you have now.
Right.
Color scheme and furniture and all, but.
Yeah.
I have a feeling, and I think from what I've seen, I'll be okay with it. It'll look like the cabins.
Yeah. I have a feeling they're going to have a similar look.
The cabins at Fort Wilderness, like that look.
Right.
And I'm okay with that because those look pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to stay in one of those.
I know. I'm very excited about that.
So hurry up and announce a date so I can get it rescheduled.
Yeah.
Here's the big part is Moonlight Magic for 2024 has been announced at least through August mm-hmm. so far.
Yes.
The first one is going to be at Epcot on January 25th. Are we there then?
We are on our cruise.
Oh, that's right. We're on our cruise. 20th to the 27th. Yeah. Early registration for that one is January 9th. General registration is January 11th. So if you're staying on property, you get the 9th.
Yeah.
The second one is California Adventure on January 19th. January 29th. General registration is December 19th, so next week.
Yep.
Disney's Animal Kingdom on February 27th. Early registration, February 1st. General registration, February 8th. Then the fourth one is going to be another Epcot one on March 1st. That is a Friday, I'm told.
Yes.
So that's interesting.
It's the only first Friday I've ever seen that's not been like a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Early registration for that one is also on January 9th. So I guess once they fill up the January 25th one, they'll open the March 1st one or whatever.
Well, do them together. You have a choice.
They're doing them all at once.
Yeah, you have a choice of what date.
Yeah,
you pick.
General registration for that one will be then on February 15th. So early registration is early.
Yes.
Now, does early registration stay open?
No, once it that actually...
Oh, they sell an X number and then they close it.
Right. It's basically a queue and it fills it the same way. So the only amount.
Yeah, gotcha.
Right.
After that, you've got one. I'm not going to go through early registrations. I just wanted to do January. So you've got Disney's Animal Kingdom on April 23rd. The 22nd, which is Earth Day, and the 26th anniversary of Animal Kingdom, just to be cool. Yeah. Unless you think the whole world's going to be there for Earth Day on the 26th anniversary. I don't think so.
I don't know, but I've never seen them do one on a Monday, but I've also never seen them do one on a Friday.
Yeah, so. No, I that one just seemed like it was like too perfectly set up.
Yeah, I know.
Not to do it. That's weird.
But yeah.
Anyway, that's just me looking for, you know, patterns and consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Then there is Disney's Typhoon Lagoon on June 4th and July 11th. Mm-hmm. And then the last one scheduled so far, Disney's Hollywood Studios on August 27th, 2024.
Yep.
So there you go. A lot of them already. Eight. Mm-hmm. Seven of which are in Florida. Groovy. That's it for news. That's all I got.
There's not been a ton of news.
No.
Christmas time.
Yeah. So not this past weekend, but the weekend before.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Haleo with our friend Michelle.
We did.
Kind of a...
Just
about, like, just in the afternoon, we're like, hey, there's three of us. Let's go to Haleo.
Yeah, and I was able to get a reservation.
Yeah. There were some things that she wanted to try, and that one is a perfect one. I don't think that's a good place for a solo to eat.
No, we did see a couple solo eaters there, but they kept bringing them a ton of food.
Maybe if you're, like, into spending, you know, $150 a person, or how much was the crazy... Yeah, you know, so maybe if you're into spending $100 to $250 for a single person to eat and you want to get like the tasting menu or the paella.
Right.
Then maybe, you know, and I guess they had some regular, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jose makes large plates too. But the like tapas menu, which is what they're really known for.
Right.
I don't think you wouldn't get a good variety with one person.
No.
Because
the quantities you couldn't eat it. I mean, there's
the quantities were like made for three people or
yeah,
two
they
people,
really were.
For sure.
Everything divided pretty well by three.
Yeah. And we didn't leave hungry.
No.
We didn't order a ton for three people.
No, we ordered like five or
it was like $30 a piece.
Yeah. I think we ordered like what? Two or three each?
Yeah. And right, didn't we get out of there for...
It was 30 apiece.
That's what it was, right?
Yeah.
I think including the tip, it was 30 apiece.
It was like 37 apiece with tip.
Yeah. So, A...
And you had an actual drink.
Yeah, so we actually...
But...
That didn't get divided three ways.
Right, but Michelle's part was... I mean, with Michelle... I said 37 with tip, and she just gave me 40 because she says it's a round number.
But it was not expensive.
No.
Not. So it's weird when you look at the menu.
By the way, the menu's daunting.
The menu's daunting.
Yeah.
There is a lot on the menu.
Yeah.
My one and only knock is when you order something, at least I felt like for us, mm-hmm. We weren't sure what we were going to get.
Yes.
There are a couple of things that we talked about and did not order because I had heard about them. So the cheeses.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There is a... what is it called? Quattro queso or something.
Right.
So I had heard this on another podcast, the Disney Dads podcast, actually.
Okay.
They had gone to this restaurant. a guy and his wife, one of the hosts and his wife, and they ordered the cuatro queso because the Mexican restaurant they go to near their house has a three cheese queso dip, right? So they thought, ooh, four cheeses, cool.
Right.
No, that one is, here's four pieces of cheese.
Oh, really?
Yeah. it's four chunks of cheese. Yeah. So I'm sure they're very good cheeses.
I'm sure they are, but
hello. We just didn't want pieces of cheese.
No, so, we wanted, I mean, we know what cheese tastes like. We want other stuff.
Yeah. So, you know, that was, yeah, we didn't do that.
Right.
What we did get, so we ordered the chorizo ibérico de bolota, which is cured pork chorizo from the legendary free-range acorn-fed black-footed Iberico pigs of Spain. $18. Very, very thinly sliced chorizo on like a charcuterie board kind of thing when it came out. Man, it was delicious.
It was good, but it almost looked like...
That's the ham.
Oh, okay.
So we also got the jamón serrano. Now, all right, so the chorizo, I did not expect it to be like that thinly sliced. Like it came out like thinner than pepperoni sliced.
Yes.
That's not a complaint.
No.
I just didn't expect it. So
it was delicious, though.
So we had also ordered the jamón serrano, 24-month cured serrano ham, $13.
Right.
I did not go with the four-year-old, 48-month cured ham, the old ham,
right,
as our friend calls it,
mm-hmm.
Because that was $40 an ounce, and we paid $13 for half as old.
Right.
So that, like, I am used to serrano ham because that's what they put on Cubans at the good Cuban places around here.
Right.
Cuban sandwiches. But this stuff was like super, super thin sliced. Looked like more like
prosciutto.
Prosciutto. Thank you. Or like capicola, one of those.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's what it looked like on the,
yeah,
on the plate.
And probably
whatever.
Tasted like, felt like.
I know, but it
was kind of stretchy, like prosciutto is. Like instead
of, right, but it was good. Weird, but it was delicious.
100%.
Yeah, it's just not what, when it came, the presentation of it was not at all what we expected.
Yeah, just way thinner.
Yeah.
Like to meet the guy that sharpens their meat slicer.
Yeah.
Pan con tomate. Toasted slices of crispy bread brushed with fresh tomato. It was like a liquid. It wasn't really like a salsa.
No. But it was almost like tomato pasty.
Yeah. I mean, not that thick.
No.
It was more liquidy with chunks of tomato in it.
It was delicious.
And it was really good, right?
Really good. And it came as six pieces, which was perfect.
Yeah.
Because we each got two.
Yeah. Like, I think the chorizo had like 12 pieces. Mm-hmm. I think the ham had like six pieces. Like,
and I think it was set up for three people.
Yeah. And they didn't adjust the prices. So it's not like they went, hey, there's three of them out there.
Right. Let's make it divisible by three.
Yeah. No.
No.
So I think three is the number.
Yes. Three is the number.
It's a magic number.
I knew you were going to do that.
We had croquetas.
We did.
There they are, right? We got the croquetas de pollo, traditional chicken fritters.
Mm-hmm.
We also got the croquetas de jamón,
mm-hmm,
which is a traditional ham fritter.
Yes.
So Michelle wanted the chicken ones. The waitress suggested the chicken ones.
Mm-hmm.
They were super good and came on the coolest little chicken plate.
They were, and they had the little grooves for the croquettes.
Yeah.
It was adorable.
It was. It was very cute.
Mm-hmm.
The ham ones just came on a plate.
Right. So. However, one.
You did get cheated.
I did get cheated because I cut mine open and it was in the shape of a croquette. I opened it. It was completely empty.
Yeah, I don't know how they did that. They fried air.
Yeah. I don't know how they did it.
They literally deep fried air. I don't know how it happened. But I will say that the breading was very tasty.
It really was.
Those were really good. So I got the ham ones because I've had a lot of ham ones. Like every Cuban restaurant in Tampa has ham croquettes.
Right.
So if they don't have stuffed potatoes and I don't eat deviled crabs, then I will get those sometimes to go in my sandwich.
Right.
And so I wanted those. We did not leave any of those on the table.
No.
Of both of them. They were really, really good. Highly recommend those croquettes.
Yes.
And I think the last thing we got, I cannot find on the menu again.
It was near the beginning.
Maybe. It was a Spanish omelet. And it is called... the tortilla de patatas. Spanish omelet with potato and onions. I either do not know what a tortilla is, or I don't know where it was missing from this omelet.
Yes, I would agree.
So maybe tortilla has more than one meaning. I'm not sure.
Right.
It was a good omelet. Mm-hmm. It was, we all agreed, the weakest thing that we had.
Right.
And there wasn't anything wrong with it. And it would have been great at like 10:30 in the morning with a cool Bloody Mary. And
actually, yes, it would have been great with that.
Yeah. But I mean, it literally was just an omelet with potatoes and onions in it.
Yeah.
Really good. Just not anything like. Also, I think it was the last thing we ate. Maybe it was not the last thing that came, but it was definitely the last thing we ate.
Yes. I think it was towards the end, though.
Yeah, so it was a little bit of a letdown after
everything else. Yeah.
But it was very good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
The whole meal.
And the company was great.
Yeah. And then, you know, the check came and it was three of us under $100.
Yeah, we're like, well, what?
Right. Like, it didn't feel right. We didn't overeat, but nobody left hungry.
Right.
We definitely could have ordered more. Like, we ordered what we ordered and we're like, yeah, well, you know, we get through this, we'll go again. I mean.
Right. Because we even said, she goes, is there anything else? We're like, well, no, not right now. You can leave a menu here.
Yeah.
But this way, let's go, let's get through this and see if we still want to get anything else.
There's a million things on this menu that look good.
Right.
Like I said, my criticism would be
they were grouped.
Like, you just don't know necessarily what you're getting.
Yes.
Exactly.
Right.
Maybe that's part of the surprise.
Yeah, but.
You know?
Yeah.
So, maybe people wanting to know what they're going to get, you know?
Yes.
Are just living in the past and need to get into 2023. Where you just get food brought to you. I don't know.
Okay.
I want to go back.
Yes.
So my only thing with it, like I said, like if it had been even two of us,
mm-hmm.
we would have either had too much food
or not
or
enough.
Just a couple of things.
Right.
Like at least we get to try some stuff having three of us.
Yes.
You know, otherwise we would have gone in there, maybe gotten three things and, hey, you know what? It wouldn't have been $50 for two of us.
Right.
But, you know, it wouldn't have been as cool. The restaurant inside is really cool.
Yes.
Like, they have not an open kitchen. They've got like two or three.
Right.
You know, like they've got one making salads and one making meat and one making, I don't know what else.
Well, the one was just making the paella.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And every time they completed a paella, they actually walked around and rang like some sort of gong or something or a bell.
Yeah. It was like ordering a kitchen sink.
Yeah.
I mean, the lights didn't flash, but they made a big production.
Yeah. And it was a huge tray of paella.
Now, in fairness, Get back here. The cheapest paella is $130, and that's got just vegetables.
Right.
It says, when you hear the bell, it's paella time. Our team will ring our famous paella cowbell every time a new paella is ready from our wood fire grill. Please allow up to 45 minutes of preparation time for all paellas. So that is not something to order if you're in a hurry.
Right.
But they had one with chicken, rabbit, and artichokes. They had one with chicken, vegetables, and mushrooms. They had one of sepia, sofrito, and head-on shrimp. One with seasonal vegetables and one with wild mushrooms, artichokes, and a 32-ounce whole spare grilled ribeye. $250 for that one. Now, in fairness, if you order that chuletón a la parrilla, which is the 32-ounce Jasper grilled ribeye served with confit piquillo peppers, that is a $158 steak.
Right. So that makes that paella only $100.
Yeah, not even. $92 for mushrooms, artichokes, rice, and
right,
whatever.
So that's actually a deal.
Yeah. I mean, in fairness.
Yeah. I mean, if you're doing a comparative pricing thing.
Like they have these tasting menus, right? So they have the Jaleo experience, a tasting of the classic and traditional tapas, in addition to some original favorites, $100 per person.
Right.
Add the hand-carved jamón ibérico de Belota 5J to your Jaleo experience, $9 a person. That's the stuff that's $40 an ounce. So, right. Yeah, you're not necessarily getting a lot of it.
Right.
They have the Eat Like Jose, embrace the sophisticated side of Spain with Jose's favorite selection of gastronomic tapas, featuring premium cuts of meat and our most luxurious bites. For two or more guests, $150 a person. Then we have Spanish sips at a specially selected a pairing of specially selected Spanish wines and beverages. Okay. Or the Drink Like Jose, enjoy sommelier selected Spanish wines to pair perfectly with Jose's favorite tapas, $65 a person. The rest of the stuff is like...
well, all individual things. Yeah.
Yeah, like, here's your plate. You know,
right.
All small plates, all very good from what we had. I mean, yeah. I don't imagine that we'd happen to pick the five best things on the menu, so.
Yeah.
Because we didn't go real adventuresome.
No, we're just like, well, that sounds interesting. You all agree to that, you know, because that's what we decided is we're just each going to pick things, you know. Yeah.
But I want to go back there for sure. I also had, it's kind of my dessert. I got the Jerez Old Fashioned. That is Contradiction Bourbon, Spanish Solera Brandy, Cinnamon and Fernet. Don't know, never heard of it. It was $16, which is a pretty good price for an Old Fashioned at Disney.
Right.
It was delicious. Maybe the best one I've had. Definitely top three.
Okay.
At Disney. And to be honest with you, about $10 less than what a lot of the resorts are charging for their old fashions.
Right.
You know, that seasonal old fashioned
at Enchanted Rose
is $26.
Right.
It's been the same old fashioned seasonally for like 5 years. Definitely 3 years.
And they did just have just a bar there, right, inside of it?
They had a full bar.
Well, I mean, just like a bar you could just go up to, right?
Oh.
It looked like it was actually a...
Yeah, I think right when you came in on the left, there was a bar. It was a little bit confusing just walking in and out because there were things that looked like bars that were actually their kitchen.
Yeah, and then they had another bar, which is like... I think that was like a chef's thing where they had it all around, but because there was actual silverware and plates there, too.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. But I'd like to see if maybe we just go to the bar and have a drink and maybe get one, you know, one or two of the tapas, that would be a nice little...
It has not been a particularly difficult reservation to get.
No.
Like, it has been showing up every time we've looked for reservations for the last while.
Right.
And to be honest with you, we just kept skipping it because, oh, it's small plates and they're $18 and right. it's going to be a fortune, and it turns out it's not.
Right. Now that we know that.
Yeah.
Right.
The iced tea was really good too. Like, it wasn't just iced tea. It was like, I can't even remember, peach?
Yeah, I think she said it was a peach.
Yeah. Really yeah, good.
Because Michelle and I just had water, so.
Yeah. No, it was really good. Mm-hmm. Whole thing was good. Server was good.
Yeah.
The atmosphere was cool. Like, mm-hmm. it was fancy, but not like.
Not too fancy.
No, like, you didn't have to behave. You could have a good time in there.
Right.
Loved the decor.
Mm-hmm.
Liked the location. It was close enough to the parking lots and parking garage. And
right.
So it was good. I like it. I'll be back.
Mm-hmm. Because it's basically right across from Splitsville.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, right by the, whatever that garage is. Lime down there, right?
Well, actually, it's actually closest to the strawberry, but orange. Orange is right there.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
And not too far from the surface lot, like 5 minutes from the surface lot. So if you come that way.
Right.
So there we go.
Yeah.
That was Haleo.
That was Haleo.
Highly recommend. 2 thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
2 snaps in Z formation. No, that was like the coolest new experiences we've had in a while. And
yeah.
We've been to some like different places lately, and that was a very cool, like, unexpectedly cool.
Yeah.
Not at all what I expected, and no. Better than I expected.
Yes. I 100% agree with exactly what you just said.
Yeah. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this week. You can find the podcast anywhere you find podcasts, which you probably already know because you're listening to us, but if you want to tell a friend about us, anywhere, including on YouTube, through YouTube Music or whatever it is that YouTube's doing now, YouTube Podcasts.
Okay.
If you just go look for the Mickey File channel, it's all right there.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Facebook, we're the Mickey File Improvement District. Instagram, we're at MickeyFile_podcasts. And our email address is MickeyFilePodcast@gmail.com. Goodbye.
Good night, everybody. Thank you so much.